Lindsay Busick, the manager of Chaos Divers, and that's when they discovered the remains of Karen Sheppers, the 23-year-old, who was found at the bottom of the Fox River in about 7 feet of water. She had been missing since 1983. Lo and behold, you're back this week, Lindsay, and tell everyone who you were searching for.
We are currently searching for the Andrews couple. It's Edward and Stefania. They went missing on May 15th in 1970.
My gosh. I am always excited to talk to you because I think you do something that we don't understand why it's not done on a regular basis by local police departments.
A lot of times, unfortunately, they don't always have the capabilities of being out on the water 24/7. So with us, this is our full-time job. This is all we do is scan waterways, look at these sonars. We have a ton of experience behind these screens. We can see things that others can't necessarily see, and I think that's part of our success.
So you came here not just for that case. I understand you were looking at 20 different cold cases. That's what brought you to Chicago, or 10 cold cases. Tell everyone how many cars you discovered while you were in the Chicago River.
So in keeping an eye out on these 10 missing persons cold cases so far, we actually just found an additional one because we are on the Chicago River right now. So we actually have 98 is our total now.
So you're at what part of the Chicago River, and where did you have to detail and document all these vehicles? You didn't pull them out. You detailed them and give the details to police. But where did you encounter all these vehicles? Oh, no. You could tell she's on the scene. Lindsay, your phone broke out for a second. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can, absolutely. So,
okay, perfect.
What area of the Chicago River?
We have 4 vehicles on the northern branch of the river, and then the other 94 are all located on the southern branch, kind of in this industrial area. We actually have a pile of, I believe, 20 cars underneath the I-90 bridge alone.
Wow. Which concerns all of us. Like, are there bodies in those cars? Is that anything you can determine?
We do our best to search these vehicles. A lot of them do have the windows down, so we're kind of able, without penetrating fully into the vehicle, to kind of reach down, just see if we can feel anything. So far, to the best of our abilities, we can say that there are no remains in anything that we've located.
Oh, my gosh. So your divers, the Chaos Divers, actually have to feel their way around and could encounter a body, I'm guessing because the water's so murky, you can't really see it with your eyes?
So with this, we do have some visibility in the Chicago River, a little bit more than we had expected to. But a lot of what we do is we kind of call it diving by Braille, where everything we're doing is with our hands, and we're kind of feeling our way around these vehicles, feeling our way, inside the vehicles, that type of thing.
So this couple that's been missing for 55 years, what prompted you to take on this case and now look for their remains?
We had this case kind of on our radar, very similar to Karen Sheppers, where we kind of knew about her case. During this trip, we've been on the road for almost 3 months, and this trip was going to provide us the opportunity to come closer into the Chicagoland area and actually focus on Edward and Stefania's case.
And I had seen, because we have your story posted on WGNradio.com, you were talking about they were at a cocktail party, they left, and he somehow ended up going the wrong way down one of the roads that indicates maybe that would have taken him into the Chicago River.
Correct. When they were at a cocktail party that night, they were at the Sheraton Hotel, which used to be on Michigan Avenue. When they left, Edward had actually even crashed into the garage parking. He crashed into their door, and he had to back up, straighten back up to be able to exit, and then went south in the northbound lanes, which would have put them going into the Chicago River. He was feeling ill that day, throughout the day at the cocktail party, and we think that maybe if he did bypass the Chicago River on Michigan Avenue, there was the potential that he would have had to cross over it in several different locations to get back to their home in Arlington Heights.
And Lindsay, who pays for your services?
So we do this all at no charge to the families and to law enforcement. The way that we get paid is we put out our search efforts on YouTube and Facebook. That provides us enough to kind of cover the bills at home and keep the wheels rolling on the RV. And then everything else comes through our amazing, incredible supporters through donations and contributions.
And I recall from our last conversation, you're not talking about a big team. The three or four of you have been together for quite a while, right?
Yes. So primarily it's Jacob. He is the owner and founder, and myself. We are the two that are always together. We have an additional, my husband. He comes out with us on the road when he's able to because he is a diver as well. But primarily it's just Jacob and myself. And then we do have the, you know, we are fortunate enough to be able to collaborate with different people. We actually have a diver from Chicago with us this week who volunteered his services to come out and help us. His name is Derek, and he's been absolutely fantastic.
That's wonderful. So you have recovered 98 cars from the Chicago River. You detail them to the best of your ability. You then pass that information, I would guess, to the Chicago Police Department. Do you know what they do with it from there?
From there, if it is something that is still in their system, I believe there is an attempt to recover those vehicles. If some of these vehicles, unfortunately, are so old and so dilapidated that to remove them would actually probably cause more harm because they would literally just come out in pieces and just crumble.
Mm. But for people who have missing persons in their life, this just opens up that wound and they want to know, could my person be in the bottom of the Chicago River?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's definitely a heartbreaking job when you think about all of the people that this can affect. But at the same time, it's incredibly humbling, and we are so grateful to be able to do this.
And you'll be focusing on the Calumet River on Friday?
Correct. We actually had recovered James Jackson for his family approximately 2 years ago out of the Calumet River. In that process, we had discovered a few more vehicles that we didn't get the opportunity to physically dive on. So we want to be able to go back and clear those as well.
And there are 10 cold cases that brought you back to the Chicago area. All of those are missing persons. And are they from decades and decades ago, or are there current cold cases as well that you're working on?
I think the oldest one was from 1996, besides the Andrews, but most of them are all from the 2000s. There's even one, a young lady missing from Brookfield, who went missing in 2019.
Lindsay, what you do is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes. I encourage people to support your efforts. Tell them how to find you on YouTube.
It's everything's under Chaos Divers on YouTube, Facebook, and then we also have chaosdivers.com. And that will take you to just about every one of our social media pages and all the ways that people can help us on our journey.
We look forward to our next conversation. Good luck in your search.
Thank you so much for your time today, Lisa.
That's Lindsay Busick, manager of Chaos Divers.